To develop and maintain strong mindfulness of the meditation object. Okay, so we need mindfulness to prevent all these obstacles, these faults. And then to develop and maintain strong mindfulness of the meditation object, we need to do two things. Okay, so mindfulness is the life force of meditation. Okay, so we need to develop and maintain it. We need to strengthen it. So how are we going to do that? Two things. One, at the beginning of the session, to make a strong determination to maintain unbroken mindfulness throughout the session. At the beginning of the session, to make a strong determination to maintain unbroken mindfulness throughout the session. So this really works. We need to do this. You know, we know how powerful our determinations are for changing our behavior or for accomplishing particular goals that we set out for ourselves, whether they are worldly or spiritual. You know, even simple things like how many steps we take in a day. You know, many people, it seems, have a determination to take at least 10,000 steps a day. Okay. And then through that determination and putting that determination into practice, they often accomplish their goal. Okay. So through the power of this determination. Without that determination, maybe they wouldn't step so many times. You know, wouldn't walk as far. But because they have a determination, even if maybe sometimes at the end of the night, they realize, oh, only 8,500. Okay? So then they go walk a little farther because they made a determination to do this. You know, so then they accomplish this goal. So we can see just through this like simple, like ordinary example, mundane example, how powerful our determinations are. So we definitely need to make a strong determination at the beginning of our session. What is that determination? To maintain unbroken mindfulness throughout the session. But maybe we have a doubt when we hear this, because we think, well, I can't do that right now. I'm going to make a determination thinking, I must maintain unbroken mindfulness throughout the session. But we think, but I can't maintain unbroken mindfulness right now. So should I make this determination? Yes, definitely. Okay. Don't worry. Just try without expecting quick results. By making that determination, the determination will empower our mindfulness. Okay? And through that, we will improve. Yes, we're not perfect from the beginning, but it doesn't matter. Okay, we need that determination to empower our mindfulness so that we improve. Okay? We're not expecting quick results. We're not expecting to be perfect, but we're trying. Okay? Also, determination is a mental action or karma. Okay? So if we make that determination many times, okay, and then do our best to put it into practice, we put it into practice to the best of our ability, that's good enough, whatever that is. If we make that determination many times and put it into practice to the best of our ability, we are creating the causes to have the experience of unbroken mindfulness in the future. Okay, so we don't need to worry. this is a very important practice. And two, so that's the first one. And two, during the session to take steps to strengthen our mindfulness whenever we recognize that it is about to degenerate. Okay, we can do this by relying upon mental factor alertness, which is part of our wisdom.